This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. By now, you've probably heard about the so-called FaceTime bug that allows other people to covertly listen to your conversations, to record audio of you without your consent or permission. I'm here to tell you this is not a bug at all. This is a feature that's been built into iPhones for years, and that Apple has been lying to you when they say that what happens on your iPhone stays on your iPhone. It's complete BS. What happened recently is that a 14-year-old kid stumbled across this feature where he could use FaceTime and he could listen to anybody who's also running FaceTime on their iPhones without their consent or permission. You don't even know it. You don't even know what's happening. A 14-year-old figured this out. And Apple tried to ignore the problem for an entire week, after which it got out and, you know, people sounded the alarm, and Apple is now claiming they're going to fix this so-called bug. But it's not a bug. It's a feature. This is what the deep state does. You see, Apple answers to the deep state, just like Microsoft, just like Google, just like Yahoo Mail. I mean, it's all scanned and indexed by the deep state, just like YouTube, you know, Facebook, all of them, all the tech giants are run by the deep state. And the real purpose of this feature has been to allow Democrats and specifically the Clinton cartel to surreptitiously gather audio files on all of their political enemies over the last decade. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but Hillary Clinton, she heads up a deep state, sort of a top secret dossier group that gathers dirt on people. And this is how the Clintons rose to power, and this is how they've stayed in power. They gather dirt on people, and then anybody who threatens the power of Hillary Clinton, all this dirt gets released on them to try to smear them. And one way you know that you can confirm this, having recently happened, is, you know, Hillary Clinton is running for president in 2020. This has been announced. She thinks she can beat Trump. She is already releasing deep state intel to try to destroy other candidates who are rising up to challenge her for the nomination in the Democrat Party, specifically Kamala Harris. Well, Kamala, guess what happened? The day after or 2 days after she announced she's running for president, oh, all this dirt came out that she had an affair with former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, I think that's his name, who was a big-time Democrat for decades in California. So she slept her way into power. But this information didn't come from Republicans. It came from the dirty Democrat Clinton smear machine. That smear machine gathers information on people, trades in black market intel. This is why Hillary Clinton also, her group funded the Trump dossier. It's classic Clintonian activity. They gather dirt on people, and if they can't find enough real dirt, they make it up. They fabricate it. This is the way she operates. And Apple was pro-Clinton during the 2016 election. Apple has been giving the Clintons a back door so that they can eavesdrop, well, their team, their, you know, dark ops teams can gather intel on members of Congress, you know, U.S. senators, members of the House, and Supreme Court justices. And I am convinced to this day that Justice John Roberts, when he went and affirmed, well, he decided that Obamacare was constitutional, even when it was blatantly unconstitutional, he said, well, we'll just call it a tax. That decision by Roberts was forced on him by threatening to release information that they had from Roberts or his family members. It's the Clintons that have all the passwords. They have the decryption keys for all the encryption backdoors. It's the Clinton groups that have everybody's emails and audio files. They will listen to your audio in the background. When you're at home, when you're at work, in your private moments, everything. And it's just uploaded to them, and they have these massive audio files on all their political opponents. And then they have automatic systems that can convert that audio into text files. This is the same technology that YouTube uses to create captions. And this technology is spooky good. It is amazingly accurate in being able to parse recordings and produce plain text files. Then those plain text files are indexed in massive databases where political operatives can conduct keyword searches to try to find out if, for example, one of their political targets may have been talking about the Russians or talking about Trump or talking about whatever. This is all being done right now. Apple is complicit in this. Apple is lying to you. When they say your phone is safe, Apple is part of the deep state. In fact, Apple recently contacted Natural News and ordered us to change our editorial coverage to stop talking about certain topics or they would ban our app in the iPhone Apple Store. And by the way, they sent us articles that they don't want us to talk about. Those include articles on censorship, ironically. It includes articles that talk about illegal aliens committing crimes, or articles about the LGBT movement and pedophilia, articles about Satanism of the left. They don't want you to talk about Satanism or any of those other things that I mentioned. That's Apple. Apple is Orwellian, just like Google. Apple is running a criminal front. Apple is allowing deep state operatives to spy on you without a warrant, without your knowledge, and without your consent. And the fact that a 14-year-old kid discovered this so-called bug is hugely embarrassing to Apple, because now they have to find, you know, another backdoor. I'm sure they've got hundreds of backdoors built into the devices. Look, they can listen to you at any time. You are walking around with a microphone. If you have an iPhone or even an Android device for that matter, you're walking around with a microphone that is listening to and recording everything you say. This is how Apple rolls. Apple is evil, just like Google is evil. And by the way, if Steve Jobs were aware of this, he would freak out. He would never have allowed Apple to become what it is today. But he's long gone. And Apple has become an instrument of the deep state. Very sad, but very true. You can stay informed about all this. I've got a website called techgiants.news, techgiants.news. We cover all this about Apple, Google, YouTube, Facebook, you name it. Check it out. I also, of course, publish naturalnews.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Be safe, be informed, and also stay healthy. Support our online store, healthrangerstore.com, and protect your health, because everything that we sell is laboratory tested, verified in our in-house lab, ISO accredited, multiple mass spec instruments. Testing goes on for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, microbiology, and much more. So check all that out at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.